The next page, page 10 of the Mel Bay, introduces the notes on the B string. And we have the first note up there is B, and that's the B in every good boy, right? And it's open second string, so let's hear that. And then the next note is C, which is the third letter of the word face, right? Uh-huh. F-A-C-E, it's on the third space up, so it's C, right? That makes sense? And it's with first finger, second string. And then the third note is the D in every good boy does fine. So we got third finger of the second string.
So this will be all on the second string, right?
Yeah, all on the second string. And notice that the fingering is the same as on the first string. We had fret 0, 1, and 3 on E, F, and G.
Uh-huh.
And now we have 0, 1, and 3 on B, C, D. So that's easy.
At least
it's not the same. Yeah, E, F, and G, and B, C, D. That's right. Yep. So, we're just going to run through the whole notes at the bottom. So, again, you're not used to these new notes yet.
Uh-huh.
But as long as you see that that's B, uh-huh, every good boy does fine,
okay,
you can read the other notes in relation to that.
Uh-huh.
Like this second note is just higher than that, so that must be C. The third note is just higher than that, must be D, third finger.
Okay.
So do the best you can with the whole note.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Four. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Notice that the second half skips around a little bit.
Okay.
Starting from the 1, 2, 3, 4 fifth bar,
uh-huh,
it goes B, do that with me, bar 5, and then it goes all the way up to D, third finger, and then next note is C with 1, and then open. Awesome, so we're going to do that one again.
Okay.
2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Let them ring. 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Great job. So now we're going to move right along. We're going to just at least finish this page today. Page 10. So half notes, right, starting with B, the open second string. It's B because it's every good boy does fine. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, so open second string. Yeah, we're doing half notes, page 10.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, Tom beat three.
Yeah.
So let's just do the last bar only. Okay. 2, 3, 4. So 1, 2. Rest, rest. Good. Awesome job. And then quarter notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. job, not a single mistake. Well done, well done. Now, I just want to tell you what's to come. You know, a lot of, I used to use the regular Mel Bay, the edition that was not the expanded edition.
Uh-huh.
And I realized how bad it was because I would constantly have to use supplemental material. I'd have to make copies of stuff from other books and all that. But finally, after many, many decades, way too long, they updated it and they expanded it and they gave you a lot of supplemental material, because now you're going to be responsible for 6 notes on 2 different strings. And that can be quite challenging for people. But fortunately, they give you this whole page here, the entire page 11, which is your homework and beyond. We'll do it together when we next meet. But they actually tell you the 2 notes. So before you begin each exercise on page 11, you know, go back and make sure you know how to play a B and an E, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's only that, those 2 notes for the entire exercise. And so it spells it out for you, the whole thing. So like, for example, let's pick one. Let's pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 5th one down, C and F. Now, do you remember which finger to do a C with?
First.
The first finger on the second string, yep. You remember which finger to use an F with?
Third?
Nope, so go back and look. Go back and look at F and tell me which finger you would use. So we go back to page 7 and we see it's for first finger, yeah. So then when you do the C and F exercise, you know that it's all first finger on the first string and the second string. And that's how you would do the whole page like that. You can make it through this whole page. You're happening. You're well on your way to being able to read, okay?
Okay.
So very good. Keep up the good work.